talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, good Friday afternoon, last day in November 2018, Getaway Friday, here we are. Last day of November, 25 days until Christmas. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, Marge Hazlett. Marge, we think we're ready for Christmas, right?
Oh, we're all ready.
We're all ready to go. Brandy, are you ready? Did you get your homemade eggnog made?
No. I don't start any Christmas preparations until December 1st.
No, you're somebody who, oh, tomorrow.
Yep.
It's your big deal.
Yeah.
So how do you make eggnog?
Well, I told you I've never made it before.
Well, shouldn't you know? Tomorrow's the big day.
Well, we're not making the eggnog tomorrow. We're not going to drink it for 25 straight days. We'll probably make it Christmas Eve or something.
Oh, you don't want to do that because if you make it wrong, you're going to end up in the ER on Christmas Eve.
We'll be okay.
You should wait till the week before. You better watch out with stuff like that. You get a bad egg, it could be bad. Charlie, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm here. Still here.
Still here? And now, for reference, what year did the peanut push start when you started it?
Yeah, it was around 1969 or 70.
So this could be, you know, about
quite a few.
50 years. Mm-hmm.
Except when I went to work at WDIF, there was no peanut push for almost 10 years.
Oh, so there was a dry period.
That's right. They tried the peanut push when I was gone. And they didn't want to do it out in the weather, so they tried it in the Coliseum, and it never went over.
Didn't go over.
And until I came back at MRN, then it started up again.
And I'm sure this afternoon on your program, you'll talk a lot about memories of the peanut push.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
Whatever comes through in those 2 hours, we'll figure it out.
Whatever comes through, what do you
do? Whatever. And we'll go on from here. But Brandy and I were talking before I went on the air because I had somebody call me at home last week about this wedding letter that I talked about on the show, kind of impromptu last week. And I told the person what I said and blah, blah, blah. And they said that person should have had a better sense of humor. And I agree with that. Right?
No.
we're not going to go too deep on this, but you say the person you talked to still feels it was a bad letter?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
And they thought you should apologize. Yes.
Oh, apologize.
Yes.
Oh, I'd eat fruitcake before I'd apologize to that person. By the way, the letter was, I sent a letter to a wedding that I was not going to attend, and I said, sorry I couldn't make it to this wedding. I'll make it to the next one. Does that sound very, Marge, does that sound like the end of the world?
Not the end of the world, but I don't think it's a nice letter.
Would you be crying on your wedding night if you got a letter like that?
I probably wouldn't be showing the letter.
Yeah. Yeah. They should have looked at the letter and said, okay, whatever, and put it aside.
We'll give it to them later.
Give it to them later. There you go.
When they're about ready to get divorced.
But, right.
But they're still married.
Yeah, but probably not happily.
You don't know.
I don't think
when
anybody's
happy. Was the last time you saw them?
Nobody's happily married.
I'm married.
Oh.
I'm happy.
I was happily married. I think it took a couple times for Charlie
But nobody would say they're unhappily married. Nobody would come in who's married and say, yes, it's an unhappy marriage I'm involved in. Nobody would say
I'll
that.
I'll tell you when I'm unhappy.
Well, actually, it's when the books are going on, right? In the games. No, I don't understand any of this. But a caller did have something I wanted to talk about this morning called Enduring Marge's Show. Why are people on diets, with special diets at the holiday time? You're hurting people's feelings who are making this food and cake and cookies and all this. Oh, I'm on a diet. Charlie, this is nuts, is it not?
Well, I don't know, but after Christmas, you find all this,
yes,
these recipes to lose weight.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it takes you the whole year. You gained the whole thing is...
Nobody...
It's set up to fail.
Yeah. Nobody observes any of this. But it's all fluff.
No, but like gluten-free. You know, I'm not going to eat gluten. Yeah,
some people are allergic to gluten, I guess.
But what
I don't
did they
know.
Used to do?
Suffer through
Suffer.
it.
Yeah.
They used to be very, very sick. I mean, if you have celiac disease, that's a legitimate.
But that's rare.
Yes.
That's very rare. And all these people now are buying all this gluten-free stuff because they think they're going to be healthy, and it doesn't end up that way.
Mm. Well, then you have the GMO-free food, supposedly, and you also have the, what's the other?
No MSG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no MSG. And there's one other. What is it? Organic.
Yeah, but you know, if you're eating any kind of soup out of a can, if you're eating anything out of a can, there's a lot of sodium in that, which is not good for you. So these people can go to the gym all they want. And if you're not, if you go home and have chicken noodle soup out of a can, you're just putting a lot of bad stuff back in your body. So I don't really understand it. I've always contended, and I still contend, that the gym is really about looks, not about health.
Yeah. If you look good, I mean, in contrast to someone that weighs 250 or 450.
But if you feel good and you're not on any medications and you get around just fine, I don't think you worry about it.
Well,
but I
so
think
that's
people,
good.
Everybody, you go to one of these gyms or YMCAs, it's like a big date club in there. It is. It's like a singles mixer or something.
Have you been there?
No, I don't go to those things. Okay. I'm afraid of getting a wife, and then I'd be in big trouble. No, but I mean, you've seen these things, haven't you, Brandy?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a certain amount of that going on. But
there's, right.
I think there's a lot of benefit in it for people who are otherwise isolated, maybe older people or
lonely.
Yeah, and then you go, and even if you're not getting a ton of health benefit out of it, at least you're with other people.
You're getting some emotional
I don't
want to
do
support.
It. I like to work out at home.
Can't you go have
I don't
dinner?
Want anyone watching me.
Huh. Can't you go out and have dinner if
you're...
Well,
how
if do you
meet somebody? How do you meet people to...
Friendly. Be friendly.
Where?
Like, go out to...
I can't even hold the door open for somebody in Marion without
No, I went out
upset.
And had dinner the other night with a friend, and we were just perfectly fine.
But that's because they were already your friend.
Well, if you've got no friends, you've already got problems.
This is what I'm saying.
I can't help people who don't have friends.
But if you move from somewhere, say you move from Columbus and you move to Marion, how do you make friends?
They're never going to come visit you.
Well, they might. Okay, so you move from Indiana to Marion. How do you make friends?
You be friendly.
The standard thing is you go to church and meet people at
church. Church is a big mixer, too, certainly.
That's one of the benefits of churches.
You can get online like you did.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's how people do now. I mean, nothing wrong with that. Hmm. Yeah, why couldn't you get online and meet somebody?
Well, you can, but it's harder. When you're online, it's a lot harder to meet people in your area than it is just to meet people in general.
I don't know. To me, I go out somewhere. Eventually, you're going to run into somebody. Join a group.
Well, that's what they did. They went to the YMCA and they joined a group. Why does it have to be a group of you approve of?
I approve of going to the Y. If you want to go to the Y, I just see the people pulling out of the Y parking lot, and I clearly know they are not there for health purposes. And also, if you're smoking, driving out of the parking lot, you're not there for the health of it.
How about the people that try to park as close to the front door as they can?
Well, there you go. There's another thing. But what about the whole thing, you know, people who take pictures in the gym?
Oh, that's
now,
gross.
You're doing that for, clearly, so you can show us all, I guess, that you've been to the gym.
I didn't know they did that.
Oh, they do that.
Well, that's still better than the people who take pictures of other people at the gym.
That's who does creepy. That?
Oh, there have been several instances of people like posting pictures online of other people at the gym and shaming them or, you know, otherwise just being
shaming?
Creepy.
How do they shame them?
Well, all sorts of ways. I mean, I think there was one where they took a picture of a woman in the locker room, not even fully clothed, and posted it online, and they got in trouble for that. And or you know, somebody who's there, actually trying to get healthy or exercise or whatever, and you take a picture of them and post them online and say, you know, look at this fatty. That's awful.
Look at this fatty. These are not your friends.
No, these are not my friends.
But these are the people you want to make friends with.
No. I'm saying that those are bad people, but they exist.
You know, the friends you make in grade school typically are the ones you have throughout your life. Don't you agree, Marge?
Oh, yeah, because I still have friends. We're almost all gone.
Right.
But I still have friends that I went to school very
And you do, you, Charlie, you still visit with people you went to school
once
with?
Once a month, yeah.
Once a month.
Members right. of my class, it was the one I went to school with for 12 years.
So why does it, and the person I had dinner with the other night, I didn't meet them in school, but, you know, it's somebody I have met along the way, and we had a great time, and it was fun, and there you go. So why do you need to go to the gym to make friends?
Well, you don't.
You go to the gym to try to improve your
I'm okay
physical
with
life.
I'm okay with that. Rehabilitation, you've got a health issue, you're afraid of having a health issue, I'm all for that. But what I'm not all for is taking the pictures and clearly not doing it for health reasons.
I didn't realize there was any of that going on. Of course, I haven't been to a gym in a
It's going on.
Yeah.
It's going on. But that's that. Now, there's a local story I wanted to get to because it just happened last night.
Oh, no.
Yes. The Democratic Central Committee here in
yes,
have voted to remove Steve Chafin from the board of directors of the Marion County Board of Elections. They've motioned that unanimously to send that to the Secretary of State, and I guess it was said they have no confidence in him.
Is that the reason?
That's what they said. That's what I read. So I don't want to say any more than that, but it all stems from that vote that was taken place where Sue Schwamberger was removed as deputy director. Steve, a Democrat, voted to do that, and John Meyer stayed on because Steve voted to get rid of him, too. So I really don't understand this at all, Charlie. Why?
I don't either. I'm sure most people don't understand. They've not heard any reasoning behind the moves that board has made.
Yeah, but you have said that this is not good for Marion.
Well, it isn't. When it's featured on the news on
Channel 6,
like last night, another Marion made, well, I can't say Marion made.
The prison.
The fentanyl, yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand this whole thing, though. I don't know. I'm not sure what Steve did. I wasn't at the meeting last night, so I don't know. But from the article I read, it was a lot of it based around this vote.
Will anyone ever know outside of that board really is going on?
Do tell, Brandy. Go ahead.
I've been to two Board of Election meetings at this point. I was not at the one where Sue was fired. Things are not going well there right now, and I don't necessarily think that removing Steve is going to solve that problem at all. But I do understand from the Democrats' point of view why they wanted to remove him. For instance, at the last meeting that I was at, they were trying to, well, the first item on the agenda for the Board of Elections was to pass new rules about how the board could interact with the public and vice versa. So that was the first thing that they did. And that's a little frustrating for the public because they haven't had time to review those rules and, you know, how are we supposed to really know what the rules are just going in? And now they're enforcing the rules immediately. So there was lots of contention. Several people were removed by the deputy. And when the chairwoman said that she was not going to enforce the rules because the public had not had time to review them, didn't know what they were, Steve made a motion, which passed, to temporarily remove her from her position as chairwoman, and he then took over the meeting.
But how is this, because this is a Democrat-Republican issue, how did that hurt the Democrats, I guess, is what I don't understand.
Well, because right now there's an imbalance on the Board of Elections. It's supposed to be bipartisan.
Why is there an imbalance? Two Democrats, two Republicans.
No.
There's not?
Three Republicans. There's John Meyer.
Right.
And Lynn
But John's the director. But John's the director.
I remember when Lynn Zucker was in grade school.
But I'm talking about the board. The board is two Republicans and two Democrats.
But they're all in the meeting. So in the meeting, there are three Republicans and two Democrats.
But John doesn't vote.
But then Steve votes to remove
Sue.
Phyllis as the chairwoman. Oh, the chairperson.
Right, okay.
I can see from the Democrats' perspective how they would feel that that was a frustrating development, because she's saying, you know, hey, we can enforce it at the next meeting once the public has had time to see these rules and knows what the rules are.
What was the big deal with the rules?
They don't want public comment. It's very obvious when you're there. They do not want public comment.
Was it because it gets out of hand?
Well, from their perspective, that is why. And there are some people there who, you know, are pretty heated and passionate for whatever reason. But what was I saying?
There's a lot of problem with Steve.
So the public rules, yes, they're trying to limit comment. So they wanted to limit all public comment until the very end of the meeting at the board's discretion. But they're certifying things and voting on things without any public comment throughout the whole meeting. So the public doesn't really have any chance to say, hey, this is wrong.
Right.
Or this.
Okay.
So it's...
But my question about this whole thing is the public crying out foul? Because it's the Democratic Central Committee that's wanting to remove him. I don't see the Republicans or the public. I haven't heard the public come down there in huge amounts and say, this guy's got to go.
Well, when I was there the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it was standing room only.
Was this public nobody involved in the election? Just John Q. public? No horse in the race. So,
well, I mean, I didn't know every single person there. I don't know why they were all there.
Did you see anybody who you had no idea who they were?
Yes.
jump up and say, this is wrong.
Well, there were people. Again, I don't know everybody. I'm not super well connected in this town. I don't know who everybody is. But yes, there were people repeatedly jumping up. And as I said, there were several people who were removed from the meeting. And some of it, I mean, Sue was there. She got removed by the deputy. Mike Thomas was there. He was removed by the deputy. You know, so yes, some of it
was
clearly.
But they have
some
involvement,
yes,
though.
Some of it was clearly connected. But there were other people whom I don't know who were standing up and saying, this is a violation of sunshine laws, or you know, why aren't you taking public comment on this? This is wrong. Why are you certifying these meeting minutes when
they're
incorrect?
So the bottom line, what's the underlying reason? What is Steve doing that the Democrats believe is underhanded?
He's voting with the Republicans from their point of view, and it's supposed to...
So he's turned on them.
That's how... I think they are taking the situation.
Charlie, what do you think? Do you think that what would be the purpose, I guess? I don't understand.
And how much attention does the general public ever give to the election board?
That's what I'm saying.
None.
Well, they might want to start.
What people were down there complaining about this? What people not associated with any campaign, not associated, were really down there complaining?
People who had voted provisional ballots, and there was a lot of hubbub about that.
So the implication is that Steve has now, a Democrat, has now aligned himself with the Republicans, and he's going to swing every vote toward the Republic. He voted to remove John Meyer. Why would you do that if you were in favor of the Republicans?
I agree. That is not a move you would do if you were in league with the Republicans.
Right. So what is, again, where's this evidence?
Well, I think the thing is, he knew. See, again, there's another underlying implication that Steve is meeting with the Republicans outside of the Public Board of Election meetings, and they are deciding things, for example, the rules that they came in with and handed everybody before the public meetings, which is not how they're supposed to be doing things.
It's like as the world turns down there.
Right. It is. It's very dramatic. So
the Republicans were we're talking Marion, Ohio here. Mm-hmm. The Marion, Ohio Republican Party went in and convinced a Democrat. Only two you could convince. It had to be Steve or Mrs. Thomas. Convinced him in secrecy to start voting for them. So now he's a Democrat with a Republican agenda. So now the Board of Elections is being run with a Republican majority, even though this is a...
That
that's
is
even too complicated to even say.
Well, there have been... So again, I don't know if that's actually what's happening.
Here's what I would say. Charlie, would you vote to remove the Republican director if you were voting with the Republicans?
I always questioned, what role do the Republicans and Democrats have in their own party that would affect them in their position with the election board?
Right. What would that mean? What do they do?
What's the Republican agenda? What's the Democratic agenda?
Yeah, what is the agenda at the Board of Elections?
Why can't they get along with one another?
Yeah, what?
They
what,
should get along with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, but what is the agenda?
Well, I'll give
in
you an
office?
Example. I'll give you an example. So the first meeting I went to, they were going through the provisional ballots, and they were trying to decide which ones were going to be accepted, which ones were going to be rejected. So John Meyer's job was to go through and say why each of these ballots were cast provisionally and for what reason they might be accepted or rejected. There were a number of votes that the voter had been given the wrong ballot, the wrong precinct, and the Republicans were voting to reject those ballots, even though it wasn't the fault of the voter. It was the fault of the poll worker who gave them the incorrect ballot. And the Democrats wanted to remake those ballots without the section of the ballot that was connected to the precinct. So, you know, the governor's vote and the Senate vote and that sort of thing. And the Republicans were saying, nope, we're going to reject them fully. And the thing that was disturbing for me was that nobody seemed to know whether or not, Democrats or Republicans, whether or not you could even do that. They didn't seem to know what the rules were on that at the moment in the Board of Elections meeting, which was a little bit frustrating. So that's one of the things where, you know, there's one side that's saying, let's just not, but let's get rid of these votes. And
here's my question long term. As we go into an election this year, in 11 months, that will see all city council seats up and we'll also see the mayor up. Is this what the Democratic Party wants to put their focus on right after an election where the Democratic candidates lost by 20 points in this town? Do they really think that's where the problem lies, in the Board of Elections?
Well, I think they think the problem lies ultimately with John Meyer, the director, but they don't have any power.
But what does he? What can he do? What could he do to swing an election 20 points one way?
Well, I don't think he did swing an election 20 points either way, but I think there were clear ethics violations that need to be dealt with.
And Steve voted to remove him, right? Based on those ethics violations.
Yes, but the reason I think the reason that people are not believing that he was sincere about that is because it seems that there was some discussion beforehand. People knew that Steve was going to come in and say, I demand the resignations of both Sue Schwamberger and John Meyer. And he knew that the Republicans were not going to vote to remove John Meyer. And yet he still voted to remove Sue.
But what can you do about that? I mean, you can't force the Republicans to vote to remove anybody.
No.
So should you not vote your conscience?
Well, I'm not saying that he should or shouldn't have. All I'm telling you is that
I'm confused.
The Democrats' perspective.
I just don't know why they don't have any confidence in him. I don't, but maybe there's something I don't know. But Charlie, if you were a Democrat and the elections were just held and 50% of Marion voters turned out in this last election, record numbers, and your candidates lost by over 20%, would you be focusing in on the Board of Elections as we get ready to go into another election season?
Well, my whole thing is, are people going to lose confidence in our election board over all this? At the next election, will we have a big turnout, or will people want to, I wonder if my vote's really going to count?
Well, I hope that doesn't come to that. I don't know.
What is provisional ballot? What must you put down on a provisional ballot? Your address?
You have to go back in and give your ID and prove
that
you're capable of voting.
I just don't understand. I mean, I'm sorry anybody lost their job. I'm sorry Sue lost her job. I'm sorry John could possibly be on the chopping block here with the Secretary of State. I'm sorry Steve could possibly be on the chopping block. But I don't know how this is going to change anything going forward. If Steve is removed and they appoint another Democrat, then what?
I'm in agreement. I think that the real problem here is that the Board of Elections does not at all seem to be working together. They don't seem to be necessarily working for the public interest. And that's very frustrating because as a voter, I want to know that the Board of Elections is a cohesive body that is doing what they're supposed to do and just making sure that our elections are running smoothly and that everyone who is capable of voting gets to cast their vote correctly.
Can't the Secretary of State come down and oversee this?
It might be interesting to have Secretary of State as a guest on your program.
I might have to have him on. Now, he's getting ready to head to the governor's mansion or mm-hmm. wherever he goes as lieutenant governor. But the new one might be interesting to have him on because I don't understand any of this, to be honest with you.
I don't either.
I don't get it. I don't understand why any of this has happened. Anything has happened at the Board of Elections. I mean, it just seems... I would think that if there was really a miscarriage of justice going on there, that the state would have come down and done something.
Too. Yes, you would think.
Or a state candidate would have came down and said, wait a second, you know, Rich Cordray only got a 30% margins and Marion too. Don't you think he'd come down and say, wait a second, something isn't right here. I don't believe those totals.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily about the totals. It's obvious the Democrats lost. They lost in Marion.
So is this sour grapes?
I don't think so. I think it's about the fact that there seemed to be... I don't know what Sue's motivation was for whatever, and I don't pretend to know what the motivation was to fire Sue, although at the last meeting they did sneak into the meeting minutes that she was fired for... unsatisfactory work and insubordination, I think, is what they put in there, even though that wasn't said in the meeting. But I think it's more that, to me, it seemed like Sue's firing, and I don't know Sue, but it seemed like political retribution against somebody who was presenting herself as a whistleblower. Whether or not that's accurate, I don't know. But that is how it appeared after I had went to several meetings. In the beginning, it didn't necessarily seem that way. It was very confusing. I didn't know what was going on. But now that I've been to a few, you can cut the tension in that room with a knife. And there are certain members of the Board of Elections who don't even make eye contact with anybody.
Well, that's too bad.
It is too bad.
Are recordings made of any of these meetings?
Yes.
Really?
Okay,
yes.
Well, there. Somebody send him down to the Secretary of State and let him review them.
Yeah, and I hope he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, part
that's
of the reason that hasn't been a speedy process is because he was busy, you know, with a campaign.
But I guess what I don't understand is the Democratic Central Committee feeling this is so prescient that they had to have a meeting last night to get Steve out of there.
When would they otherwise do it? I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll see. I don't know what the Secretary of State bases any of that on, and I guess if they want him gone, he'll be gone.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. That's the way it is.
Well, this just seemed to pop up out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah. Other than that, something really struck me in the paper today. A man did not receive as much in the way of, you might say, punishment, to be simple, because he was arrested on supposedly her cocaine, or now heroin possession, and it turned out it was only fentanyl.
So he got a lesser charge
for
that.
Oh.
Well,
not that fentanyl would kill 10,000 people in quantity.
Well, it's interesting what goes on.
But
you know?
In the law, I mean, it was all done according to the law.
The letter of the law, yeah.
That's right.
And you have to go by
opinion.
Well, right, and that's the point. We have to go by the letter of the law and not opinion, and hopefully all these situations will go in that way. And with 18 minutes left, because we do have some nicer stories we want to get to, but clearly you can't go by this week and not mention what is happening nationally. And it's not a pleasant week for the president, I wouldn't think, because things are starting to percolate quite a bit now. And we now know the answer to why was President Trump not very hard on Russia, He was working on a deal there, had promised Putin a $50 million penthouse, working on it right up through 2016, the middle of it. When he said he wasn't, his lawyer has testified that he lied under oath to Congress when he was there. His campaign manager for a time is going to be sentenced today, so we're going to find out exactly what he lied about. It's a mess. It's going to be a messy
time. I think the Democrats won't be satisfied until they can impeach Trump.
I don't know that the Democrats are running.
Aren't they working toward that?
Well, I don't think the Democrats are running that case. I think Mueller's a Republican.
Well,
I guess the point is, and this is all I'm going to say about that, and then anybody can say what they want, is that we have said for so long, why do we keep investigating? Nothing's coming, nothing's coming, nothing's coming. Well, something came. And it's not the end, either. And apparently, Mueller knows more than we ever thought he knew, because he knew when Manafort was lying to him. And he also knew when Cohen was lying to him. And we also now know for sure that, and Cohen, Trump's lawyer, says that he talked to Trump three times, that he knew very well this deal with Russia was going on during the campaign, and that's why he does not have a... And you notice...
Didn't Trump say what he was doing in 2016 had legally nothing to do with the campaign?
He did say that.
He says a lot of things.
What he was doing in 2016, would that have any legal...
If he lied about it when he submitted his answers to Mueller, yeah, that could be bad news for him.
After he was president or before?
The fact that he was actually doing this would not have had any legal consequences, I don't believe. But the problem is, he was asked by Mueller in written questions if he was doing this, and most people seem to think that he said no. And now his lawyer says he said yes. And Mueller is backing the lawyer up, saying, yes, I know this to be true. And it's also kind of interesting, the day that the president submitted his questions is the day that the special counsel said Manafort was lying. So
when is
Mueller? I would say very soon, because
and
it's...
How much does it cost? How many millions and millions of dollars?
I don't know.
Well, I mean... I don't know for certain, but the numbers that I saw, actually netted money. He's actually made money.
Well, that's right, because he's collecting a lot of taxes and things from these people who never paid. Okay.
It costs something like $24 million or somewhere in the 20s.
And the money they seized back from Manafort all alone. Right. Yeah. So they've made money on this.
He makes money on whatever he touches.
Well, Charlie, but you just said we have to go by the letter of the law, and the letter of the law says you cannot... be doing dealings with a foreign adversary that's negative to us.
But the year involved, 2016.
Yeah, but do we know it went... Before we said there was none, that this never happened, that this was went on.
I don't know, but I guess until the final report comes out...
Well, today we're going to know a lot, because today the papers are going to be filed on Manafort. And in those, it will say what he lied about. So you're going to find out today from Mueller's office... what Manafort did lie about.
Well, I hope we find out. It's day after day after day.
Wait.
Oh, well, Mueller's going to do this. Mueller's going to...
Well, you don't
want
to do it wrong, do you? You don't want to come up with the wrong answers.
If it takes 10 years, fine.
Well, the Bill Clinton one, I think, went on...
It's been 2 years already.
Well, Nixon took a long time.
Nixon took three. And
well, this will probably take 100 years the way it's going.
Well, we're only a year and a half in. I understand that people are angry that it's starting to blash on Trump now. And apparently, according to reports, he's spooked and angry. And you can tell he's not very happy. And all his people are going to jail. What's to be happy about? I mean, I wouldn't be happy if I was him.
And at the same time, this country must keep running.
Yeah, but you know what bothered me yesterday in his press conference, to be honest with you? Michael Cohen's a weak person. Weak because he...
I saw that on ABC News.
Yeah, you know, it was his press conference. I mean, nobody told him to say that. I don't quite understand why it's weak to tell the truth. I mean, he doesn't want to go to jail for the rest of his life.
When are we going to get down to just governing the country?
Yes, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, I would think when the investigations are... Would anybody have said this about Nixon? Should we go back and really just say, Nixon, you did wrong, but listen, you should have been left alone to govern the country and forget about... Hillary, you were in office. Forget Benghazi. Forget emails. It's just a waste of time. You should never have been bothered with this. We do investigations all the time.
Yeah.
But
why have a government? Why would... Just have a big investigation committee. Forget about a government.
Well, how about we just vote people into office that don't need to be investigated?
Well, one of the big questions about this particular investigation has to do with the election. That's the oddity of it. The whole investigation is about, was there tampering? Was there tampering by Russia in the election? Don't people want to know that? Don't they want to know if votes were changed? Don't they want to know if money was pumped in by a foreign adversary? Are they just tough luck? By the way, Sam Donaldson was on this week, and he said he believes Hillary will run again.
I think so. Oh, I dreamt about it.
I think she will too.
That's all you hear now.
And I think she's going to. And I think so is our. I think so is our governor. But I think he's. I think he's hopeless. I think Governor Kasich, God bless his heart, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, he wants to run as a third party.
An independent.
Third parties never.
No,
succeed.
And he's not going to get in the debates. He's not going to get ballot access in 50 states. I'm not even sure what he's trying to do.
You don't think John Kasich would be invited to the debates?
No. No, they didn't.
I do.
No, they didn't.
Ross Perot got into
the debates. Yeah, but the League of Women Voters was still running them back then. After Perot got in that first time and had a nice showing, the Democrat and Republican committees took over those debates. And you didn't see Ralph Nader in there. You didn't see Gary Johnson. You didn't see Jill Stein. Neither party wants a third party in there because they think it's going to be a spoiler for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't think we'll see him in the debates. I think John Kasich just needs a job. I think he needs a job somewhere. But enough about that.
Maybe Boehner will hire him.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Boehner's got something going, doesn't he?
He does. What's he doing?
Well, he was wanting us to invest in marijuana.
Paul Ryan will be out of office here pretty soon. I wonder what he'll do in the private sector. Yeah, he's not at retirement age.
Become a marijuana dealer, too.
Now, here is a good story, though, because last weekend, the timed, famed classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, aired on CBS, I believe it was, last weekend. You heard about this?
I think so.
Yes, and people went crazy after all these years because they said Santa Claus was a bully in the movie to Rudolph.
He kind of is.
No, he's not a bully.
My kids have always said that Santa's so
crazy.
Mean in that movie.
Well,
haven't you heard the song?
The song, there is a big news story today about a Cleveland radio station that is refusing to play Baby, It's Cold Outside. What's the name of that song? It's been around for a...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Why won't they play it?
Because the Me Too people say... That man that she's sitting with in his house, he wants to sexually involve her.
Well, we better get a central committee together and take a vote to remove this person.
So that station will not play that song ever.
But Santa, but this is stupid. Because that, okay, whatever. You know, okay.
One station. You can hear it elsewhere.
But this is national. They're trying to take Rudolph out. Because they think Santa Claus is a bully.
They are not going to take Rudolph out. There is no way.
Listen, doesn't the song say, Santa came to say, Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? That's not a bully. Why is he a bully?
But I thought it was about the movie, not the song.
Yeah, right. That is the song.
But
they don't sing the song in the movie?
The movie when Santa finally comes around. At the beginning of the movie, Santa's like, you got to cover that nose up. Or you're out of here.
You see, we're in that different era.
We're in the Twilight Zone.
All kinds of things.
This is Twilight.
Bambi, you know, would that be cruel to the animals?
But Santa, in the end, he used Rudolph to go through the fog. We had a lot of fog this morning.
That is true.
So why is he a bully?
I didn't see Rudolph out there this morning, though.
You didn't?
I saw cars without lights on.
I know.
I cannot believe it. I couldn't even see a car in front of me until I got right up on him. No lights.
I understand.
Now, here's another thing that's happening. When you turn a modern car, when you turn on the ignition, running lights come on. But they only come on the front of the car.
Front of the car.
So you wouldn't know that you're approaching a car from behind. It has no lights.
But this is stupid. Santa's not a bully. Let's just... You think he is?
No, I'm just saying in the beginning
of
the movie...
You sound like you believe Santa's a bully.
No.
Doesn't she, Marge?
Santa is a wonderful, wonderful man. But
you're not going to get any presents this year under your tree. I'll tell you that right now.
My kids have always said, why is Santa so mean at the beginning of this movie?
He's stressed. He's got all these gifts to deliver.
I don't think kids care about adult stress. If you've ever been a parent...
They care about Santa Claus. They care about Santa Claus.
Santa's still an adult. They just want him to be jolly and happy all the time.
Now, here's one for you. You remember Amanda Knox? Remember her? The one who was in overseas and got arrested for murdering.
In Italy?
Yes, yes. Now she's got proposed to. And apparently her husband, to-be, did it in a very science fiction sort of way. That fits her.
Huh.
Do you think she murdered that girl? I guess is where we go. Do you? No?
I have no opinion.
You don't think she murdered the girl?
I don't know.
But I don't. I never understood this because the fun thing about Amanda Knox was they called her, Foxy Knoxy? She was kind of this glamorous person.
Busy name.
No, it's true. They did.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's getting married. Now, here's why I asked, do you think she murdered? Because if you're her husband, wouldn't you be a little nervous?
I would be.
Can you imagine not bringing home the bread? Mm. You know, I forgot the milk and bread at the store, honey, and you...
Wait, what was her motivation for supposedly, allegedly murdering...
She didn't like the girl. The girl was popular and...
She likes her husband, I hope.
The girl was... They're not married. Just engaged. I'm not sure they'll make it to the aisle, because everybody knows who she is. Who would want to...
That reminds me, the thing you see on Facebook about Ellen DeGeneres giving away money...
That's not true.
I didn't think it was.
No.
Now... You've got the wives of all the famous, in fact, all the famous women now have cosmetic companies.
Yeah, but some of them aren't real.
I didn't think. The latest one was Judge Judy.
Yeah, who would want to look like Judge Judy?
And they all say the same thing. Plastic surgeons are in an uproar because the product that these women are producing... Take away all your wrinkles and everything else.
Yeah, I think people want to look young. So
I wonder
who's
believing all this.
Some people do. Uh-huh. Some people do.
Joel Osteen's wife, she's into it.
You know, every Sunday morning, I watch the news show, and then he comes on right after it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch the beginning of his show every week, and I'm just not sure how I feel about him.
Well, he's creepy to me.
Creepy?
Yes.
Like Santa Claus?
Santa's not creepy.
He's got a good hairdo, though, doesn't he?
I guess.
And that world behind him keeps turning.
He always opens up with a joke. And sometimes it's a little blasé joke.
Have you ever seen the listing of his value?
Oh.
That's why he's creepy to me.
Well, but he's got to make his money, I guess.
Well, there's a difference between making a living and...
Yeah, but he doesn't force them to come.
He has a mansion. That's worth millions of dollars.
But it's his business, I guess. I mean, whatever.
No, think of all the poor little ladies. Are they giving him as much money as they can actually pull out of their account?
Let's investigate him. We'll have to investigate him and see what's going on.
Well, he had scandal during the hurricane, right?
I don't think he... I don't know. I want to attack is Joel Osteen. I want to believe in Santa Claus, that he's a nice man, and he's not bullying Rudolph. I don't think I would marry Amanda Knox. But she is a nice-looking... I think that's what it's all about. I think if she had been an ugly woman, that nobody would care about her. But because she was kind of this... Guys like a girl who does stuff like she did.
What she did. What did she did?
I don't know either.
She was easy. She was easy. She was easy.
Is there another word for that?
Yeah. There's a lot of words for that. She was easy. She liked to it wasn't too hard to get around. She liked to go out and drink. She partook in marijuana. She had a lot of boyfriends and so on and so forth. And men like that.
Hmm.
They do.
Until they don't.
Until they don't. But she's getting married, so apparently all's forgiven.
I forgot all about her.
Yeah, she's still around.
Hmm.
I'd like to talk with her.
Why?
Well, no, because I wonder.
Yeah, well,
that's right. That's what it all amounts to.
Marge has outed you.
We'll get in before the proposal. You got to get in before the marriage.
Oh, gosh.
But no, I think, but women hated her because that was the story, now that it comes back to me, behind, they said the women hated her and that's why she couldn't get a fair shake in that murder trial. You know, women are far more catty than men.
When really?
Oh, yeah. We don't sit and talk about other guys. Women.
You have women a whole radio show talking about people.
No. Who?
We're where? Talking about someone right now.
Oh, but this is radio. This isn't real life. Women do this sitting at home. They're reading letters to each other.
No.
They're talking about other women. That's why they have to find friends at the Y so they can go talk about other people.
No.
You've never gossiped.
Well, I won't say I've never gossiped, but I've gossiped with both men and women.
But women tend to be a little more harsh in their criticism.
But gossiping is fun. It's really
gossip
interesting.
Gossip is fun. That's what we're doing here every week. We just do it in front of people.
How would you like to talk to somebody that just stared at you?
Boring. That's what villains are much more interesting than the good people.
Well. They attract the news.
They've got edges. They've got personality. That's why they're villains.
Yeah.
That's why people marry serial killers or just single murderers.
See, but I think she's innocent.
Well, I don't know whether she's innocent or not. I don't know enough about
the case.
Because
I'm not sure why she would kill this other girl over there. I really don't understand what the motive was.
You never saw any of the proceedings, though.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. Well, they put her in jail over there.
Well, but did you... listen to court documents or read the
documents. Trying to say that she was jealous. They had had fights. There was also some blood in certain places that there shouldn't have been.
But that went on for, what, months?
Oh, she was over there quite a while in prison. But once they wanted her to be extradited back, and we wouldn't do it. The United States would not extradite her back over there for a trial because they thought she was certainly going to go to jail for the rest of her life. Which, maybe we should have extradited her. No, we shouldn't have. She's a nice enough girl. Yeah. Let her get married.
And the big thing is, who cares?
Who cares? Listen, 90% of the things we talk about on this show is who cares, but what else do we got to do?
That would make a good program called Who Cares and Marion Today.
You know what? Nobody cared about that.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought nobody cared about that letter last week, but they certainly did care.
Who cares and Marion?
But was it a man or a woman who came to...
Who came to me? It was a woman.
Oh,
it was a woman. So there you go. It figures. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I think I'm going to send Amanda Knox a card for her wedding. I'm going to find her.
Don't kill this one.
No, I will. I would not even dare say anything that could be remotely negative to her because she could show up on your doorstep with a pickaxe or something and kill
learning.
You.
He's learning. He's knowing his audience.
No,
now.
But I would send that card.
You know what?
If somebody got married tomorrow, I would still send that card. I would say, sorry, I can't make it to this wedding. I'll try to make it to the next one.
You'll get more phone calls.
No, because I think you just put LOL on it now and nobody cares.
Well, that would have been better.
Back in those days, you didn't say LOL.
Is that lots of luck? Or
laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud. Oh, I thought it was lots of luck.
Lots of luck?
Yeah, lots of luck. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
Laughing out loud, yep.
I don't know, but some of those...
What? There's some another group of letters, and I can't remember.
L-M-A-O?
Yeah, that's exactly.
You can't say that on the air.
I can't say that on air.
Oh, really?
Laughing my off.
Okay, I've been wondering for months.
Now, see, why do we even in acronyms have to get vulgar?
I'll be doggone. L-M-A...
Well, there is L-M-B-O. Some people do use that. They don't like to be LMBO.
Isn't that a car, Marge?
Or it could be LMAO.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, there is that, Charlie, yes.
You can say anise on the air.
Anise?
Yeah.
You could say anise.
There you go.
Laughing your anise off.
Laughing my anise off.
Oh, my.
I'm glad I got an X, but I've been wondering for months.
There you go.
You've been wondering
that
for months?
I'm not up.
You have daughters, Charlie. You could have asked.
Yeah, I'm a grandfather today.
Oh, congratulations.
As of this morning, yeah.
Absolutely. And how many grandkids now?
I've got several grandkids and a great-grandchild now.
Well, we're out of time, though. We better get our anises out of here for the day.
Yeah.
so Charlie can come on and have a good time. We're done. And just, Santa Claus is not a bully. Relax. It's all fine. And we'll be back next week. Charlie Evers in 10 minutes.
You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any